Joker 2. No. No. That is right, nerds. We are finally into season 3, or I guess season 2 on the audio, because I've been doing the video longer than the audio. Either way, welcome to the new season of your favorite nerd news headlines show. I am Dustin. In today's show, we're going to be talking about Sony buying Bungie. We're going to be talking about a couple of new music videos in the music section. We have a Darth Maul rumor getting a new source, and honestly, a whole bunch of great stuff to kick off the new season. So, before we get into that, we do have some housekeeping to take care of. First thing up in housekeeping is the address of the stream from last Friday. I don't know, there was some sort of technical issue that I have not been able to ferret out. So, that being said, this Friday we will not be streaming until I can ferret that out. So, we will return to our regularly scheduled stream next Friday, which means we will be doing the live news in the first half and then some gaming in the second half. So if you're interested in either of those, you can join the live conversation with me on Generally Nerdy, the channel on YouTube, or you can just sit back and watch me lose at Halo. either way, I would love to have you around, so come check that out on Friday. Not this Friday coming. Let's check the calendar. What day of the week is that? So not the 4th, but the 11th is when we will be returning to our regularly scheduled Friday programming. I do believe that is all of the regular behind-the-scenes housekeeping. We do have now shout-outs to get to. So let's talk in the shout-out section. We're going to kick things off with the Instagram shout-outs. Instagram, we have a few shout-outs. So Toasty Studios _, thank you very much for the follow. Red Lighting 0824, thank you very much. 24 Jamie _ Hughes, Ugly Kid _ Duck, and Fran Dancer 8, thank you very much, nerds, for the follow on Instagram. It is at Generally Nerdy is the place to follow, where you can get the reels and some unique content for the Instagram. You can go check all of that out again at Generally Nerdy is the name. So now let's talk about the new TikTok followers. Hello, TikTok nerds. We are getting into shout-outs for you guys. I know some people are getting a little antsy because they haven't heard their name on the TikTok channel yet. So here we go. We have Paradox Realism, BF4NL Pam RE, Board on TikTok 2. That means there's another Board on TikTok channel. Pooper 5000 version 3, The Pixel 64, Shut the Fuku Coop 19. We have Roger Isley's Jr. Eyeless Jr. Did I say that wrong? CP _Goku0. Thank you very much, TikTok nerds, for the follow. Once again, on TikTok, we are also at Generally Nerdy. You can find there. Not a whole lot super unique to the TikTok, but seems to be one of the more popular platforms. So definitely throw a follow my way if you want your shout out. Then we're going to get into YouTube shoutouts. Now, YouTube is a unique beast in that if you subscribe to either the Clips channel or the regular channel on the YouTube, it doesn't tell me unless you have certain settings set to public. I don't know exactly what those settings are because I've never had the issue. I've never had to ferret it out, but I will try and ferret it out sometime in the next couple of weeks and then let you guys know. If you are subscribed on the YouTube and you have followed within the last few weeks, I see that you're following me, I see that you're subscribing, but it doesn't tell me who you are, so I apologize. So, we don't have any subs to shout out, even though we do have new ones. We do, though, have some comments to shout out. We have commenters, Guilherme Silva commented on the Slipknot Chapeltown Rag reaction first impression video. Totally agree with you, dude. It's a great freaking track. I can't believe that Slipknot is a top 40 band and they can put out music like that. It's amazing. We also have Dante the Mexican Samurai was commenting on the Boondock Saints news video, just letting people know where the Boondock Saints news kicks in. Thank you very much, dude. I do try to get those timestamps, though I'm not usually successful with that, so I appreciate the helping hand. Then we have Jackson Todd talking about the leaked Stormfall helmet on Halo over on the Shorts channel. I appreciate the clarification there, Jackson. And then we have In the Mind of David commenting on Psychosexual's Baby on Fire video. Yeah, I don't know what the thought process was behind that, but if you're accurate, then I do feel like that's even more pathetic than I initially thought. But either way, thank you very much, nerds, for the interactions. And now let's move right along. We will be rounding things out with the new Twitter followers. We only have one Twitter follower here, and that is Toasty Studios. There's a reason why Toasty Studios and Kamudogu over the last week or so have both followed me. Again, big announcement for that coming soon. But if you wish to follow me on the Twitters, that one's a little different than the rest. It is generally underscore nerdy because somebody else had generally nerdy even though they're not using the account. Either way, that is how you find me on the Twitters. And that is our shout-out section for this episode. Still trying to figure out what the heck is going on with Getter and Gab. I am on both of those, so if you wish to follow me there, I do post some of the news while I'm researching on those platforms, so you can find me again at Generally Nerdy on both of those, as well as Facebook at Generally Nerdy, Generally Nerdy Photo, or Generally Nerdy Gaming, all of which are, you know, just what I just said. So that is the shout out section. Let's move into TV streaming. TV streaming is tiny, I'm not gonna lie, but there's some really great stuff, so stick right around. And then we've got all of our rumors and movies and such. So our first piece, follow up, we just have the announcement that Fall of the House of Usher, which is the next Mike Flanagan series on Netflix, has gone into principal photography. So we're super excited about that because Flanagan is doing wonderful things on the Netflix right now. And then we have a trailer to get out of the way, and that trailer is the Halo series trailer for Paramount Plus. March 24th is when it launches the first episode. I believe it is going to be a weekly situation. That's how Paramount has been doing things. Man, between this 1883 and Yellowstone, Paramount is doing wonderful things right now. So yeah, I also have heard things about great things about Mayor of Kingstown, and I haven't watched that one yet, so I can't speak to it. But wow, lots of fantastic. Let's get into the Halo trailer real quick. This looks awesome. Like, just the actual weight that they gave to the Covenant, the Arbiter looking dudes. I can't remember the specific race that they are, but that little brief clip that we get of Master Chief fighting those guys with the blade, I'm forgetting words. I'm so excited about this. This looks fantastic. I do not see, at least again, I'm not super deep into the Halo lore. I just really love playing the games, but this looks awesome. And that is not an exaggeration. So if you have yet watched it, go watch it 7 times. I've definitely done it at least that many times. It's worth it. We have suggestions now to get out of the way. Let's talk suggestions in the TV streaming section. This is the new section, the new subsection for all of the things. We're going to be suggesting things that you should be checking out. First up, Archive 81 on Netflix. If you are into horror and you cannot wait for Mike Flanagan's Fall of the House of Usher, this is definitely worth a look. This is a pretty awesome, unique take on something that we've kind of seen probably a dozen or so times over the last few decades. But again, pretty great take, and the longer format of doing it as episodic content helps the atmosphere breathe and kind of builds that tension much, much better than it could have in an hour and a half movie. So worth a watch. We also have 1883 that I mentioned just a moment ago. 1883 is the prequel series to Yellowstone. It is phenomenal. You should be watching. If you're watching Yellowstone, you have to go watch 1883. It's just required reading at this point. If you're not, maybe start with 1883 if you like Westerns and then progress into Yellowstone. Yellowstone is like ranchers doing Sons of Anarchy, but whatever. And then our final suggestion, and this one might be a little controversial right now, but Book of Boba Fett, man, I am a firm believer that this is a good show. I am probably in the minority, I think, but I don't see this show as a negative when it comes to the Star Wars reputation. I think this is a fantastic addition to that. Yes, I do think they could have done some things better. Yes, I do think the representation of Boba Fett could have been a little bit more badass, but he's still pretty badass in this show. So, that being said, those are our suggestions. Let's keep on rolling, keep on moving into the movie section. We now are getting into movies. Movies is also a little small, but you know, that is what it is. So we have a follow-up on the Fast and Furious series. We do have an announcement that Jason Momoa is in talks. This is not rumor, this has actually been announced. They are courting Jason Momoa to join the franchise, with The Rock kind of on the outskirts. Seems like Jason Momoa is a pretty adept or reasonable addition to the casting. The 10th movie apparently is going to take us even deeper into space. I don't even know right now, but yeah, pretty interesting. Jason Momoa, Vin Diesel, gonna potentially John Cena gonna be bros. I got nothing. Yeah, we'll see what happens. All right, so then we have one trailer to talk about. Okay. So, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre is getting a prequel movie on Netflix, sequel movie on Netflix, where content creator types, proper words for influencers are going to the town where the house of the family exists, and then Leatherface, and then throwbacks to the original movie, because they're setting this up so that the only character you're going to care about is Leatherface. And so it's like, why am I going to watch? I don't have a... No. Probably won't be watching this movie. Maybe I will, and then we'll just have fun ripping it apart on the channel. I don't know, but as it stands right now, I'm not super stoked on it. That's what we have there. Let's talk about suggestions for the movie section. Suggestions. So the first one is an Amazon Prime movie
called The Tender Bar,
starring Ben Affleck, that I'm honestly very surprised exists in the modern era, because came out last year, and honestly, there's a lot of stuff that Ben Affleck does in this movie that he's influencing this young child. Kind of seems like it would be categorized by people who are want to categorize things as such as toxic masculinity, but yet it's painted in this fantastic, like, it's a really well done movie. Affleck has remembered that he's a pretty decent actor for this one. Lily Rabe is in it. The kid who played Cyclops in the new X-Men movies is in it. It's pretty well done, not gonna lie. It's also directed by George Clooney, and the soundtrack is kind of amazing, so definitely go check that out. That is what we have for movie section. We're gonna keep things going. We're moving right into the rumor mill. So rumor mill, we have no confirmations, refutations. We do have a new subsection called New Sources. We have a new source about the Darth Maul rumor that we've been talking about. Previously, when we talked about this, it was rumored that there was going to be a Darth Maul IP some point, somewhere, somehow, no real details. Well, now we have a new source saying that the Darth Maul IP is going to be a Disney Plus series for sure, and is also probably going to take place in or around the same time as the Mandalorian series. So interconnections potentially happening if this is real. I don't know, this is a secondary source, so I guess that kind of is why we're bumping this up a little bit. Before I said it was about 50%, I'm gonna bump this one up to 60% now that we have actually a slightly better source saying that this is going to be a thing. So, moving next, we're talking about Joker 2 is rumored to be going into production later this year because they're said to have a script. Joker 2. No. No, I still don't believe this movie's gonna happen. I'm still giving this a low count. This is a little bit higher than I feel comfortable doing because this is, again, not the first time we've heard such things. So Joker 2, 30% likelihood that they are actually going to be going into production sometime soon, and that they do have a working script of sorts, and that it's actually going to be a thing. Yeah, 30%. Moving right along. Next, we're talking about the Court of Owls. Apparently, there is a new IP that is going to be potentially a series or a movie somewhere done by Warner Brothers that is going to deal with the Court of Owls, which is going to have Talon, the kind of the henchman, the guy who does all of the things for the court, as the kind of sort of anti-hero main protagonist. Don't know exactly what they're going to be doing here, though it is said that it's going to do something along the lines of the original Joker movie with Joaquin Phoenix. This sounds like a lot of fun. This also sounds like somebody grasping at straws. So either of these things are very potential. That's why we're starting this at 50%. I can't really say one way or the other where this is going. So yeah, middle of the road, that's where it lives. Next rumor we have is Oddworld. This is a video game rumor. Oddworld: Stranger's Wrath is said to be coming to the PlayStation 4 via the PlayStation Network because, you know, people like to go through files and things that they're not supposed to go through and see things that have been posted but are not yet available to play. That being said, this has been uploaded to the network, to the PlayStation Network. It will be a thing eventually. They haven't made the announcement. It is still possible to delete files before you let people know they exist, so you can't give this 100%. Nothing is ever 100%, but we are going 90% for this one. Then let's talk real quick about more Halo Infinite stuff. Halo Infinite rumors says that there's going to be a Battle Royale mode in Halo Infinite. Everyone keeps saying this. I still can't see enough on either side to push it in any sort of meaningful direction. We are going to bump this slightly up from last time, say 55% likelihood that there is going to be a Battle Royale mode in Halo Infinite. And that, nerds, is the end of this episode. For more on comics and comic culture, then you can jump over to nerdylegion.com and see all of the other podcasts we offer on the subject. Or if you want to go deeper into the nerd news and pop culture and entertainment and all the things, you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thank you for listening, nerds, and we will see you next time.